Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Twins Magazine.
God, get out of here.
Every Saturday, we go behind the scenes with the Twins and Major League Baseball.
Way back.
Twins Magazine is brought to you by Fratelloni's Ace Hardware and Garden Stores. Hardware and garden made easy with 22 convenient metro locations. By Cookies, barbecue sauces and seasonings, the award-winning sauces America loves to eat. By The Canopy Group, representing 16 different insurance companies.
Still tracking, get up. Gone. Warning track wall, that ball is gone, a home run.
By North Star Problem Gambling Alliance, hope is a phone call away. And by APA Medical, your expert medical equipment resource since 1970. Now, here are Steve Thompson and Eric Nelson on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday night. Eric, I remember when we kicked off the Twins Magazine show this spring. Hard to believe. The final road series of the season underway, game two of the three games set coming up in Oakland, it's gone quick.
Yeah, it really has. And you think about the Twins, they'll have a game tonight against the A's, one more tomorrow. Then they'll fly back to the Twin Cities, face Detroit and the Chicago White Sox. And in 8 days, they will already be into off-season mode. What kind of moves are they going to make? Acquisitions? Who are they going to let go of? How are they going to look when they report to spring training? You've got a free agency period coming up. All sorts of stuff. So even though it will be the off season, it nothing really ends now. And they're just going to start putting on the blinders and looking toward 2019. But I guess if you're a Twins fan, what you have to hope is they can somehow come back from last night's tough defeat, get a victory tonight in Oakland, maybe win one tomorrow, and take a series against a team that really I think is one of the great stories in 2018, along with maybe the Atlanta Braves in the National League. The Oakland A's appear to be playoff bound. And, wow, they came out of nowhere, Stevie T. They play in a bad ballpark. They've wanted out of that venue for years, the Oakland Coliseum. Their payroll is it's minimal by MLB standards, but they are getting it done. And a walk-off win last night with the great Chris Davis. I mean, we used to talk about the Chris Davis in Baltimore. Now the Chris Davis in Oakland, a couple of home runs, including number 45, to win it.
Yeah. Extraordinary. Number 45.
And the 1-1 pitch, a fly ball into right center field. That's deep. Cave going back. Cave at the wall. Leaps up. It's gone. Chris Davis walks it off, and the A's win 7-6.
Just another walk-off loss for the Twins. Corey Provis on the call. But the Twins did battle back against that A's wanted bullpen. Jorge Polanco hit a go-ahead three-run double in a six-run sixth.
Fly ball center field. Laureano started in and now back. Won't get it. It's going to get over his head. Austin scores. Adrianza scores. Maurer being waved around. He'll score. They've got Polanco now in a rundown between second and third. So with that being said, three runs are going to score here on that double. And the Twins played six here in the top half of the sixth inning, and they now lead 6-4.
So the Twins battle back, ultimately fall an extra inning, 7-6. As you pointed out, Chris Davis with the bomb there. DeJong for the Twins tonight, fires for the A's. We're marching toward the postseason. And with that bullpen, now it wasn't a good night on Friday night, they could be a factor in the postseason. I think everyone's thinking about Red Sox, Yankees in the American League, or the defending champ Astros. But don't count out Cleveland. Don't count out Oakland.
No, for sure. One thing I like about Major League Baseball now is once you get to October, records don't always mean a lot. Home field, that kind of stuff. I mean, you want it. Boston's got 105 victories already. That's incredible. But they're no lock to go to the World Series. The A's could be scary. I do think Houston, to me, I like the Astros. I just think they're solid, and they have a good chance to repeat. But, yeah, the A's, the Indians, on the other side, who knows? You might see the Rockies, the Braves. I like the mystery of it.
Morgan Ahawk from Class A Cedar Rapids. We put a wrap on their season on our minor league report. We get an update on those Twins fantasy camps. Twins fantasy camp coming up in January. The man who runs it, Stan Dickman. And you talked to one of the wives slash girlfriends tonight, Eric.
Yes, Stephanie Dana. And we're going to have somebody jump in on the conversation. It's going to be interesting to hear what they did on their off day out there in San Francisco slash Oakland.
It is all coming up on the Twins Magazine Show.
And this segment, of course, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings, and North Star Problem Gambling Alliance. Stick around. This is WCCO. 67 degrees, 646 on WCCO. Twins and A's coming up from the Oakland Coliseum. Now, here's Stevie T.
Pleased to be joined by Stan Dickman. He's the man in charge of the Twins Fantasy Camp coming up January 5th through the 12th in Fort Myers, Florida. And Stan, a pleasure to visit with you. How did you get involved in these fantasy camps?
Well, Steve, good to be with you this morning. I just wanted to tell you that I've kind of got the camp in my blood. I actually learned about the camp from watching one of the Twins broadcasts and heard Bert talking about it. I hadn't played baseball in 27 years, so went to a website, signed up, and the following January I was playing baseball in Fort Myers, Florida. So went to camp, my first camp in 2002, and it is a little bit addictive. I went back four more times to play in the camp, and actually had been invited to play baseball in Italy with a team that the person who was running the camp at that time had put together to go over to Europe and play baseball for 2 weeks. So went over there, and while we were there, his wife had some health issues. He was looking to get out of the camp situation. So after about 6 months of discussion, we jumped in the breach here. And so we've been doing it since 2009 was my first camp.
Yeah, it is just extraordinary to hear from people who have been through the fantasy camp and what this experience is like. It is kind of one of those once in a lifetime experiences, and for people who maybe once upon a time played the game and maybe didn't realize all their dreams in baseball, this is one of those things where your dreams can come true.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite quotes was from an attorney from the Iron Range in Minnesota that was with us 1 week, and we do a post-camp survey, and his comment at the end of the survey was, "It was like being 12 years old again, and all I had to worry about every day was getting up and playing baseball." So, and that's pretty much the experience. We try to capture as close as we can what a big league experience would be for those of us that never had the talent to really live it. And it's a great experience. The baseball part of it is just a very small part of the overall experience.
All right, Stan, tell us what happens during camp week. What's kind of the lay of the land?
Well, the week kind of unfolds like this. We have a registration and reception the opening night on Saturday, and this year that would be January 5th. The next morning we report to the clubhouse. We ask our first year our rookie campers to come out a little early. We make sure everybody's in uniform. We go out and do a little stretching. The morning is spent doing some instructionals with our pro staff of former major league players. We do lunch. We do a little scrimmage game with the first-year campers, and then on Sunday afternoon, we actually hold a draft. I'll sequester the pro staff. It's probably my favorite 3 hours of the week. We get into a room, and we've got a war room set up with the names of all the campers. There's actually a draft held, and then we have a banquet that evening where we announce the teams, and Monday morning, we start playing baseball. A good camp for us, a great camp, is an 18 camp made up of about 104 to 110 campers. And we're in that position again this year. So we'll go out and start playing games on Monday morning, play a doubleheader on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we just play in the morning. We give everybody the afternoon off to enjoy Southwest Florida. Play another doubleheader on Thursday. And by the end of play on Thursday, everybody's played each other at least one time. We break the camp up into two divisions based on records. And we start a single-game elimination tournament on Friday morning and championship games inside Hammond Stadium on Saturday morning and afternoon.
What a thrill. And the uniforms, and you brought up, you know, former major league instructors are a part of this thing. And I've heard from some of these former major leaguers that are a part of this, and they say it's just a great time. The camaraderie is extraordinary.
The dirty little secret is I think they have as much or more fun than our campers do. And I think that's what makes this experience, Steve, is the fact that we have a pro staff that I would suggest really gets it. They understand they have a lot of fun with the campers. And I felt, and I've shared this with people that have inquired about the camp, it's kind of like being invited under the tent or inside the tent. You really feel like you become part of the Twins family, and you get to know these guys, the people that you idolized. In my case, those were guys like Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva. And, of course, great affinity for all the guys on the 87 and 91 team. And we have a lot of those guys represented at the camp. And you get to know these people personally. They get to know you and your life story. And it's really an incredible way to forge some great relationships, both with the pro staff and the people you share this experience with.
So if people have been thinking about it, maybe the last time they played baseball was Little League 50 years ago or 40 years ago. What are some of the requirements you look for in a camper, and what are some of the things that people need to keep in mind?
Well, jokingly, I would say, do they have enough discretionary income? but no, seriously, you don't have to be a great baseball player. In fact, I think one of the things that I think about my first experience at camp, I hadn't played baseball in 27 years. Now, in my case, I'd played a little college baseball and some town team amateur baseball. But it had been a long time since I'd been there, and when I inquired, I told the guy at the time that was running the camp that I didn't want to come down if I was going to embarrass myself, and I also didn't want to participate if it was, you know, full of people that couldn't even play catch. And he shared with me at the time that you're going to see all levels of play here, and somehow he was right, but somehow it doesn't make any difference. You get put on a team, you build an esprit de corps with the people you share the experience with, and you really come very close during the course of the week of playing games every day. The competition, I think, forges those friendships deeper.
Yeah, it is great stuff. Now, is there room in the 2019 camp stand?
Right now, we're at if somebody was interested, they could contact us. Typically what happens, and I've always joked that I understand now why the airlines overbook, because you'll have in the course of people's lives, they have situations that come up where they have to cancel at the last minute. But we're kind of in a waiting list situation right now, where if people are interested, they can go to the Twins website, register online. We will then contact them back and let them know where they stand on the waiting list.
And it's one of those things, if you get on that waiting list, if it doesn't work for 2019, well, maybe 2020 it'll work.
You're right. There's always next year.
Yeah, and I would assume, as you mentioned earlier, there's folks who come back every year.
Yeah, in fact, we're typically about 60-70% full for the following year's camp when we leave on Saturday night, the last night of camp week. As I said, it is a little bit addictive, and for a lot of folks, they come back year after year. We actually have a camp hall of fame. In our case, you don't have to be a great baseball player to be in our Hall of Fame. Just write us 10 checks and we'll put you in our Hall of Fame. And so we have people that I think we have now over 30 people that make up the Twins Camp Hall of Fame. So we have a number of people that come back year after year.
So when people sign up for the camp, what's included?
They're going to get their uniforms personalized, you know, hat, belt, socks. We're going to get you in uniform. All you need to bring is your cleats, your baseball glove, and whatever you wear under your uniform. They're going to have five evening banquets that are provided with their camp week. Semi-private room, they share a room. They can upgrade to a single room if they'd like. They're going to get instruction by pro staff. We'll have a cigar and autograph party on Monday night. You can get our guys are great about signing as many times as these guys want autographs, and it's a chance to get a lot of autographs. We do daily gifts, so when you get to the clubhouse every day, there'll be something waiting for you in the locker room to be a keepsake of your week at Twins Camp. And just generally, an incredible vacation in Southwest Florida. I think that's one of the things that makes this fairly easy to fill up. When you take people from the frozen tundra of the upper Midwest and you bring them to Florida, put them in uniforms and throw some bats and balls out there and let them play baseball, it's a great week.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Stan, you get Twins fans from all over, not just Minnesota or North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa, but from all over.
I think last year we had 16 states and maybe one Canadian province that was represented. We've actually, a few years back, had a former Minnesotan who now lives in Australia, but we've had an Australian. And one of the things that we started about 4 years ago is we actually do an internet broadcast of our championship games on Saturday. And it was kind of fun that year that that individual was playing in the championship game and could call back to his friends and family in Australia, and they actually watched him play the game via the internet that year.
Oh, neat stuff. Once Kent and Stan, how do folks find out more, even if they want to get on the waiting list for 2019 but maybe be a part of it down the road? How do they do it?
Well, they could go to twinsbaseball.com and peruse the Twins homepage. They'll find the fantasy camp there if they do a search. Or they can call us. Our toll-free number here is 1-800-592-2714. Or I tell people at any time to call me on my cell phone, which is 712-540-6707.
All right, Stan, well, a pleasure to visit with you. It sounds like it's a real labor of love, these fantasy camps.
It's been probably one of the greatest experiences of my life. It's been fun, and I tell people we kind of view ourselves as stewards of the camp. Last year, we celebrated our 10th anniversary of actually operating the camp. This will be our 11th camp coming up, and we've been gratified by the response we get from our campers, and we have people that have gone to other camps that have joined us and say wonderful things about Twins Camp, and we like to think that we have one of the more successful and well-run camps in all of Major League Baseball.
Outstanding, Stan. Pleasure to visit with you. Take care.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, DVT. Always fun to get down to Florida, play a little baseball down there in the sunshine in the middle of winter. Don't forget Twins and A's, game two of the weekend series coming up here on WCCO. The magazine show will continue as well after the news break. And we've got a couple great segments coming your way. Again, Twins and A's at 6:30, our magazine, 7:30, the pregame. And this segment brought to you by APA Medical and Cars for Courage, Kenny. And welcome back. Eric Nelson, Stevie T with you. J-Lo Jonathan Lowe is the program producer of the Twins Magazine show. Coming up at 7:30, it'll be the Twins pregame show with Chris Atterbury. And, of course, tonight at 8 o'clock, Danny and Corey from NoCal. The Twins and the A's at the Oakland Coliseum. All right, time for one of our weekly segments. Let's listen in. And we're joined now by Stephanie Dana, the fiance of Twins first baseman Tyler Austin, here on the weekly magazine show on WCCO. And Stephanie, you join us this week from the San Francisco, Oakland Bay Area, Twins and A's later tonight here on CCO. But it's one of those opportunities for you to travel with the ball club.
Yes, I always love traveling and getting to see all these new cities. Spending time with Tyler.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. And I know the wives have been busy all year doing great charitable work, and we're winding this season down. So there's you know, light at the end of the tunnel, isn't there?
Yes, only a few more games left. But we're, you know, pushing our cookbook right now. This past weekend, I spent cooking all these meals and writing down the recipes for them, so I'm super excited to be featured next year in the cookbook. Got some of Tyler's and my favorite recipes and favorite things to cook. Not many super healthy dishes, but I figured this cookbook was gonna be like perfect for showing like our great desserts and just fun Southern Puerto Rican kind of mix, taking it back to the roots.
Yeah, you and Tyler both from Conyers, Georgia. Are there going to be pecan dishes, peach dishes? What are we going to get in this cookbook?
No, so his favorite appetizer that we did was like a kind of a barbecue beef sausage thing. So that's going to be there. And then I'm Puerto Rican, so we love, you know, tres leche and guava pastelitos are going to be our desserts that we feature.
And a big shout out to you, Tyler's fiance, and the other wives who have joined us all season, because it's a lot of hard work you do behind the scenes, but I know it's a labor of love, isn't it?
For sure. No, I love it. I wouldn't change it for anything.
All right. And rumor has it, Tyler is next to you on the speakerphone. How you doing, Tyler?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Great to have you on the Twins Magazine show. Tyler Austin, his fiance, Stephanie Dana from San Francisco, where the Twins are staying. They'll play in Oakland. They'll go across the Bay Bridge. Do you like having the fiance there with you on the road trip? I know you do.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Without a doubt. It's always fun to have her with me and get to experience these new cities together and make memories that'll last a lifetime. So it's always good to have her here with me.
And Stephanie was telling me the other day via text that on Thursday you had a chance to take the Alcatraz tour. And I've been to San Francisco many times, and when you see Alcatraz out there in the middle of the bay, and it's kind of an intimidating-looking rock, and you realize they used to ship people off there. And what was that like to take the tour?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. We enjoyed it. We've seen some history movies on that, the prison, and to have a chance to walk around there and learn more about it was fun. Kind of underestimated how cold it was going to be out there, but it was we really enjoyed it. So yeah, it was a great time.
What were your takeaways, Stephanie?
Oh, I loved it. We did like the guided audio tour. And also we just like the water a lot. So just doing the little boat trip, like to the rock, was really cool. We got to see, you know, a little bit of the Golden Gate Bridge. So it was really nice, a good introduction to San Francisco.
Yeah. And I've heard the stories and read about them where, you know, guys might try to escape and swim to, you know, San Francisco through the bay, shark infested. Or if you could never get off the rock, you could hear the people in the city partying and have a good time. It was rather cruel, wasn't it?
Yeah, it said that on, like, New Year's Eve, they could hear, the prisoners could hear, like, the people, you know, celebrating in San Francisco. It's crazy.
All right, Tyler, you're a newbie here in Minnesota, came over in that Lance Lynn deal. Certainly you've made an impact. We've seen some power out of your bat. Twins fans definitely want to see you as part of the future for the Minnesota Twins. What have been your impressions on the ball club?
Oh, I think we got a really, really talented team here. We got a lot of pieces that thus far get injured. And, you know, when you have things like that, it kind of affects the season. But I think we got a really talented ball club here, and I'm really, really, really excited to see what we can do moving forward, because, like I said, we got a really, really talented team here. So I think it's nothing but good things to come for the Minnesota Twins.
We're talking to Stephanie Dana and Tyler Austin here on the Twins Magazine show. And, Tyler, Stephanie told me when we did our first interview that Joe Mauer was very welcoming to you, and that you've been a sponge around Joe, that you want to absorb anything you can learn from this guy who's had a marvelous career.
I'll tell you what, I haven't met a better person in baseball than Joe Mauer, and to have a chance to get to build a relationship with him and to learn from, in my opinion, one of the best to put on a uniform. So it's been nothing but a pleasure to be out there with him and pick his brain as much as I possibly can about what I need to do to play as long as I can in this league. And he does nothing but offer good advice day in and day out to not only me, but everybody in that clubhouse. So it truly is a treat to get to, like I said, get to build a relationship with him and get to know him and his family.
Stephanie, your thoughts, takeaways on the Twin Cities?
We're definitely enjoying it. I'm excited. We go back on Sunday, spend our one last week there, and get to spend some more time before we head back down south.
What's the baseball offseason going to be like for you, Stephanie, and then for you, Tyler? I know you want to come back to Minnesota and you know, try to, you know, make this your ball club for many years to come. What does the offseason hold for both of you?
Well, we actually just bought a condo in Tampa, Florida, so our offseason will be spent there for the most part. We're going to, as soon as we get done with the season, we got to go straight to Tampa and finalize all the paperwork and things like that for our condo and figure out really what we're going to do with our my off-season training. We're going to make some changes to it this year, so we're excited about that. But it's going to be a pretty busy one. As soon as the season ends, we're gonna head straight down there and get our off-season stuff started. We're also getting married this off-season, so that's an exciting time for us. But yeah, it's going to be a pretty busy off-season, but looking forward to it.
Big wedding, Stephanie, small wedding, location. Can you spill the beans?
Yeah. So we're actually thinking super small, like 10, 15 people, probably just in our hometown. Just really intimate, small, fun, nice time.
In Georgia?
Yes.
So if it's small and intimate, then probably not an interview for the magazine show.
No, yeah, just I'm an only child, and Tyler comes from a small family as well. So we're just going to have, you know, our close family and just make it, you know, about love and our long relationship together.
Yeah, great stuff. And Tyler, I know for you, every ball player wants to play into October. You know, that's the playoffs and the road to the World Series. It won't happen this year. Who are you going to vicariously live through? Your former team, the New York Yankees, they'll be playing postseason baseball. Maybe the Atlanta Braves. You're both from Georgia. They've been a great story in the National League. Anybody you're going to want to pay close attention to?
I'm just excited to watch the games, to be honest with you. I enjoy watching the guys get out there and compete at a high level. And every single game, there's some kind of drama, it seems like, in every playoff game. So I'm excited to watch the games. I'll more than likely watch every single one of them. So I don't have one favorite in this thing. I'm just excited to watch the guys get out there and perform and play to the best of their ability because, you know, the playoffs is what it's all about. So I'm excited to watch it.
And finally, Stephanie and Tyler, as you both know, the Major League season really is a marathon. You go down to spring training in Florida or Arizona in mid-February. It goes all the way through the end of September. And if you make the postseason, you're playing into October. So off days are rare. They're coveted. That was a pretty cool thing, Ben, to have Thursday off and see Alcatraz and do the sights of San Francisco, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's always good to get yourself a little break in the middle of this long season or on the back end of it anyhow. You know, they kind of let the body recover a little bit, get to explore a new city that neither one of us had been to before. So to have the opportunity to do that is always good. So I'm thankful for these off days here, especially at the end of the season.
All right, that's Tyler Austin, who joined his fiancée, Stephanie Dana, on our weekly wives interview here on the Twins Magazine show. Again, Twins and A's coming up. That segment brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings and North Star Problem Gambling Alliance. And we are back, 7:23 in the Twin Cities, 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies, wind out of the south at 11, getting you closer to the Twins pregame show. That'll start at 7:30 with Chris Atterbury and, of course, the play-by-play from Oakland, Dan Gladden and Corey Provis. Twins and A's game two of their three-game weekend series. Oakland won it last night 7-6 in walk-off style. Chris Davis hit his 45th home run, second of the night, and that was it. That home run came in the bottom of the 10th inning, and what a story Chris Davis has been. You talk about the Oakland A's and their resurgence. You know, they were buried. They were out of it. Right around mid-July, but boy, they got hot, and they were able to run down the Seattle Mariners in that ultra-competitive American League Western Division. It looked like for a while Seattle was a lock to be a playoff team and break the longest current drought of not making the playoffs in North American pro sports, but that's not going to happen. The Mariners, they dropped off a bit. They dovetailed. They're still a very good team. They're 84-69. You put them in the AL Central, they'd be like one game behind Cleveland. But Oakland just got scorching hot, and the Mariners cooled off enough for the A's to pass the Mariners. They flirted with first place in trying to chase down Houston for a while, but that wasn't going to work out. The Astros will win the division. The A's, though, will be a wild card, and it looks like they're going to face the New York Yankees in that wild card play-in game immediately after the regular season ends. That'll be more than likely at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Meanwhile, the Twins just trying to salvage something in a positive way as they wind down this 2018 season that has had a lot of twists and turns and curves. And to be blunt, it has not gone the way the Minnesota Twins were hoping or wanted. Remember, a year ago, the Twins were a wild card team. So they were in the same spot the A's are in now. But the Twins are 71-82 so far. They're 14 back of Cleveland. The Indians have already wrapped up their third straight American League Central Division title. So the Twins just hoping to get things on track in the final 8 days of the regular season. After they finish up in Oakland tonight and tomorrow, they'll come back home. They're off on Monday. Then they host Detroit, and the Chicago White Sox come in over the weekend as the regular season winds down. And remember, the Friday games against Chicago, they'll have a day game and a night game. So it's an old-fashioned double dip. The White Sox and Twins still making up games from that weekend where we had the historic blizzard that buried the Twin Cities back in April. Last night for Oakland, as I mentioned, Chris Davis had a couple of hits, both of them home runs. He knocked in three. The walk-off winner in the 10th was the difference. Oakland in the ball game, winning it 7-6, 7-7-0 for the A's, 6-9-1 for the Minnesota Twins, who rallied to take the lead. They had a six-run sixth inning, wiping out a 4-0 Oakland lead, but the A's came back to tie it with two in the sixth, and the score stood at 6-6 entering the bottom of the 10th, and then Davis was able to walk it off, and the Twins, another tough loss as McGill was the loser. The winner was Trainin for Oakland. The Twins offensively, they were paced by Jake Cavey at a couple of hits. Robbie Grossman had a hit and two RBI. Also three RBI and a hit for Jorge Polanco. Polanco, the big RBI guy last night for the Minnesota Twins. So now we look at the game tonight, Twins and A's. It'll be game two, as I mentioned, and we'll see if the Twins can even up that series against Oakland. And Minnesota, of course, it would be big to win a series against a playoff-bound team like the Oakland A's, but they've got work to do. They're going to have to win the next two to accomplish that, because they did lose that opener last night. So A's and Twins, 7:30 pregame in just a couple of minutes with Chris, and then the play-by-play, the Word's Eye View from the antiquated Oakland Coliseum in Northern California with Corey and Danny. And, of course, the Twins tonight, they'll have the youngster on the mound, DeJong. He will be pitching against Oakland, and he'll try to get things done against Mike Fiers. Chase DeJong is 0-1, 3.68 ERA. Fiers 12-7, 3.38 ERA for the Oakland A's. 65 degrees and sunny right now on the Pacific Coast in Oakland. It'll be the Twins and the A's. By the way, that last segment of the magazine show brought to you by APA Medical. We got to go. Our thanks to Stevie T and J-Lo and all the guests. I'm Eric Nelson. This has been the Twins Magazine Show on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.